بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم نحمده ونصلي على رسوله الكريم أما بعد الحمد لله all praise and thanks is due to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala who has made us the best of his creation that is insan all praise and thanks is due to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala who has given us iman and all praise and thanks is due to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala who has made us from the ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam this is the last ummah the final ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam and the first ummah that will enter Jannah so we are blessed Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has selected us and has chosen us to be in this ummah this is a great ni'mat a favor from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has granted us many favors everything around us Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has created for the benefit of insan for the benefit of man the food that we eat the air that we breathe the water that we drink all the clothes that we wear, the houses that we have, the roof over our head, the conveyances that we have, each and every single thing around us, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has created for the benefit of man. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us these great ni'mats, these favors, not for nothing. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has created us, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in the Quran, I have created jinn and man only for my worship. So the things of this world, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has created us for our benefit. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has created us for His worship, to recognize who Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is. And if we are successful in this world, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has kept Jannat, which is forever and ever. So the things of this world is for our benefit. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala did not send us in this world to make the things of this world, to create the things of this world, to beautify the things of this world. This Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has done already. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has put us in this world as a place of test. We have come in this world to be tested. In the lands of the soul, al-marwah, each and every person, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala asked, who is the Rabb? Each and every person recognize that Allah is the Rabb. And the same question will be asked when we leave this world and we are placed in the qabr. We will be asked the question again, who is our Rabb? So this world is the world of preparation. When we come into this world, then all the attractions of this world are in front of us. Now the test starts, that now we have to recognize who is our Allah. Or are we taking the things of this world, that which Allah has created? Allah has created the things of this world, and we are putting our trust and our reliance on the things of that which Allah created. So this is the test that we have, that are we relying on the things of this world to fulfill our needs, are we relying on Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? This is what the test is, that our reliance has to be only on Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But this world and the beauties of this world, the beautification of this world, has attracted man. And man, because what we see with our eyes is what we begin to accept. The kuffar, they invite, the saying you see, seeing is believing. But in the life of a mu'min, a life of a believer, believer is believes in the unseen. Seeing is not believing. We have to negate what we see. We have to negate what we see. What we see with our eyes is a deception. So we have to negate everything we see. La, that nothing in this world is benefiting, nothing is harming, illallah, except with the permission of one Allah. So this negation, this what we see with our eyes, we have to negate all the time. And we have to put the correct yaqeen in our heart. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us this great ni'mat of iman, this kalima, la ilaha illallah Muhammadur Rasulullah. This is the most valuable thing a person has. Example is given a person, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us this eyes to see. But what is the value of the eye? Person says, I'll give you $1 million for your eyes. Or even $20 million. Which person in the right mind will forego his eyes? More valuable than the eyes, more valuable than that value, is the value of our iman. This iman, this kalima, la ilaha illallah, Muhammadur Rasulullah, is the most valuable thing that we have. Person leaves this world without iman, he'll be unsuccessful forever and ever. Eternity. The person who has iman, he leaves this world with iman, then when he closes his eyes, he'll be successful forever and ever. What is the life of this world in comparison to the life of the akhirat? Ulama says like 2.5 minutes. The person who breaks, he puts his finger in the ocean, And when he removes his finger, that water that's left on the fingertip, this is the life of this world. In comparison to the life of the Akhirat, which is the oceans, forever and ever. This is for our understanding. The life of the Akhirat is forever and ever. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sent us in this world for a very, very short time. And in this short time, we have to make a preparation for the life that is to come. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that a successful person is that person who is safe from the fire of Jahannam and is entered into Jannah. Who is taken away from the fire of Jahannam and entered into Jannah. Today what we have recognized success to be, we've measured success with the things of the world. If a person has, today because of the environment, we see a person who has a palatial home, or he has a beautiful car, a nice car, or he has a lot of wealth, or he has a big factory, or we have something of this world, then we say this person is successful. And a person who has nothing of this world, he has little, and we say this person is a pauper, he is nothing. So today we have measured success with the things that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has created. Yet Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that successful person is that person who is safe from the fire of Jahannam and entered into Jannah. So for us to get Jannah, what is the prerequisite? That Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has put us in this world. First we have to recognize we got this Iman. This is a prerequisite to get Jannah. And then the effort of Iman. After Iman comes Amal. After Iman, after the belief in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, comes the Amal. Complete Deen. How complete Deen can come in our lives. Each and every person wants to be successful. But this effort has to be made. Firstly on Iman. Person leaves this world to get Jannat. Person has to leave this world. This is a reality. Every person has come in this world from the time of Adam alayhi salam till the last person to come. Each and every person will have to leave this world. And in leaving this world, after we leave this world, we will go into the stages of the Akhirat. Firstly, we'll be in the stage of the Qabr, and then Akhirat. To get Jannat, we have to pass these stages. So this life that we have is a life of preparation for the questioning of the Qabr. And if we are successful in the life of in the questioning of the Qabr, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will grant us that eternal success. So this preparation of the life of the examination of the Qabr, what is that? That we will be asked, who is our Rabb? What is our Deen? And we will be asked about Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. How will we be able to recognize Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? So with our lips we will be able to say, Allah is my Rabb. Islam is my Deen. And we will say, this is Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. We'll say, with our lips we can say it. But on that day, what is in their heart will come out. The explanation is given, one, you take a sponge. The heart is like a sponge. If you take a sponge and you dip it into water or milk, dip it into milk and you take it out and you squeeze it, then milk will come out. Honey won't come out, or water won't come out. So what we sponge in, that's what will come out, what will sponge out. So this is the condition of the heart. That on that day, the heart will be squeezed. When I say the heart will be squeezed, what is in the heart, that's what will come out. So the effort is to take the kalima from our lips into our heart. What a short, it's a short distance. But the effort of a lifetime, that we have to make an effort, who is our Rabb? That question will be asked, how we will be able to answer this question correctly, is the effort is required. Effort of Iman, that we have to speak. They say there's four channels to this heart. To correct the yaqeen in the heart is what we speak, what we listen, what we see and what we think. All these four channels affect the condition of the heart. Today the environment outside the masjid, outside when we be sitting in the majlis of deen, then we are affected. But when we go outside, in our business places, a person is in his job, then the effects of that, person is talking, person, example, person is in his business and a rep comes. He says, no, this is a new product. If you sell this product, you'll make more profit. So now what he's giving dawat. Dawat to the creation, dawat to dunya. So this is affecting us. First time he may ignore it. Second time he'll tell him, third time he'll convince him. Then the heart gets affected. So the environment outside, person sees the car, sees a new cell phone. This is affecting us. Person talks about it, the more we talk about it, the more we're seeing all these things, and we're listening to all the ghayrullah, this is affecting our heart. So these four channels we have to, for our protection of our iman, that's why they say 25 times a day we have to speak about the greatness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We have to listen. We have to, when we see anything, all the creation of Allah, then we have to attribute it to the greatness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We have to think, ponder about the greatness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So respected elders and brothers, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has, we have to bring that yaqeen in our heart. La ilaha illallah. Nothing is benefiting, nothing is harming except by the permission of Allah. Every single thing is happening only by the permission of Allah. Allah is that being that can do with means, without means and against means. Allah is independent. Each and every creation is totally dependent on Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah is the one that brings about, has brought from non-existence, has brought everything into existence. Allah alone has done this, without any planning. A person in a factory today, he needs a mold to create something, to make something. He needs a plan. Without any plan, without any mold, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has brought everything into existence. And it is that Allah who has brought everything, has created everything, that Allah alone that is providing for each and every one of His creation, including us. It is not our jobs that He's providing. It's not our businesses. It's not our profession, not our degree. La ilaha illallah. It is only one Allah that is providing. We have to negate all these things. What we see with our eyes, we have to negate. It is not what we see. What we see is not coming from there. It's not coming from my business. My risk is not coming from my business. This is a means. We have to say, we have to tell ourselves, we have to convince our hearts that my business is not doing. My shop, my business, my factory, my profession, my degree, my intelligence, my abilities, my capabilities, nothing is doing illallah except by the permission of one Allah. The sun does not give heat, does not give light except by the permission of Allah. Allah is not in need of the sun to give light. The rain comes down by the permission of Allah. The benefit that the rain gives does not give on its own. The rain, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala decides that each drop what benefit it will give. And that same rain, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala can decide, that same rain can be a means of destruction for people. So it is Allah and Allah alone that is doing everything. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that in the creation of the heavens and the earth, and in the alternating of the night and day, are signs for those who are intelligent. So we have to look at the creation of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and ponder over the creation of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala also says in the Quran that if Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that if Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala brings night, title the day of Qiyamah, then who is that being that can bring day? And if Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala decides to bring day right up to the day of Qiyamah, then who is that being that can bring the night? So it is Allah and Allah alone that is the doer of every single thing. So this yaqeen has to come in our heart. We have to negate what we see with our eyes. We have to negate everything. We have to negate ourselves, that I am not doing. My abilities are not doing. You see the Anbiya alayhi salatu wasalam of the past. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions the stories and the incidents of the Anbiya alayhi salatu wasalam in the Quran, not for storytelling, but for lessons for the Ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasalam. The nations of the past, the Anbiya alayhi salatu wasalam went to them when they had the incorrect yaqeen. They had the yaqeen in fulfilling the desires the way they wanted to, but they had the yaqeen in their abilities and their capabilities, and they had the yaqeen in their wealth and in their power. Then Anbiya alayhi salatu wasalam went to them and say, La ilaha illallah. Say La ilaha illallah, you'll be successful. Take your attention away from the things. Each and every Anbiya alayhi salatu wasalam came to take the attention of man away from the things of this world to the akhirat. Take the man's attention away from the creation to the creator. Take the man's attention from the wealth of this world to the amal. So this is the effort, the same effort Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasalam came with. Rasulullah came with the same worry and concern that how each and every person can be safe from the fire of Jahannam. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that one is that alhamdulillah, after iman we have to bring amal. After iman, after bringing, recognizing who Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is, we have to bring amal in our life. And what amal? Allama explained, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam lived through this world and lived as an example for the ummah right up to the day of Qiyamah. That how to lead our life. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, from morning till evening, from evening till morning, 24 hours, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa showed the ummah how to live. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in the Quran, that told Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, say that if you love Allah, then follow me, follow Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Allah will love you and forgive your sins. So there's only one way to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and that is the way of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam came with a complete way of life. We hear the elan is given in the masjids on the day of Gash, the Shab Ghazari also, that our success in this world, Qabr and Akhirat, lies only in complete deen. That is to obey the command of Allah, follow the commands of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and follow the way of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So our success lies in obeying the commands of Allah and following the way of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. We have to have yaqeen in this. That each and every action that we do, we have to ask ourselves, is this the way Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam did it? So we have to bring our life onto the pattern of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Our entire 24 hours, we have to analyze it. The way when we go to sleep at night, are we sleeping according to sunnah? Are we making wuzu before we're sleeping? Making muswak? Sleeping in the correct manner? If our sleep, a person sleeps 6 to 8 hours, and he sleeps according to sunnah, with the intention of sunnah, then the 6 to 8 hours is ibadat. Then a person wakes up, he reads the dua before he sleeps, and he wakes up with the dua. Then he's wakes up in the sunnah way. Then he starts his day, he wears his clothes, makes wuzu, makes ghusl according to sunnah. Then he wears his clothes according to sunnah, he puts his shoes according to sunnah. Then his whole life is becoming ibadat, reading the masnoon du'as. Then after that he goes, when he's traveling, he leaves home in the sunnah way, reciting the du'a before leaving home. The protection, the person who recites the du'a is protected. Then he goes to work, he goes to his place of business, or he goes to his job, and he conducts himself like that, has the akhlaq of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ulama is stressing so much about having the correct akhlaq, that the Sahaba radiallahu anhum, because of their akhlaq, people came onto the deen of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Today, alhamdulillah, we appear to follow the sunnah, our outward dressing. But sometimes the people want to run far away from us. Why? Because of our akhlaq. So like that we go to work, our akhlaq, our conduct, our business dealings, our social dealings, all our dealings according to the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Each and every action we do, the way we eat, we're eating, every day we are eating, we eat according to sunnah, reciting the masnoon du'as, this is an ibadat. We're remembering Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we're coming closer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala through the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Each and every action we're doing, we have to check. We're coming to the masjid, leaving the masjid. So many things we are doing every day, repeatedly. But we have to ask ourselves, is this the way of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? So each and every action, if we bring it according to that of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, then this will be taking us closer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Our life will become closer, we will be coming closer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And this is the objective, that how Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala can be pleased with us. This is the ultimate. If Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is pleased with us, if we have Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we have everything. If we do not have Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we got nothing. It's like that person, that king, one day he announced to his ministers that today everything that I in my kingdom, whatever you all put your hands on is yours. So this young boy goes up to the king and he puts his hand on the king. So the king's asking, what are you doing? He says, if I got you, I got everything. Everyone ran to take different things of the world. But if we got Allah, we got everything. If we don't have Allah, we got nothing. So this is the effort, respected elders and brothers, that how we can bring complete deen in our lives. This is the first responsibility we have, that how 100% deen can come into my life. Alhamdulillah, this is why this fikr is taking place every Friday. The Shab Ghazari takes place, at how the deen of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala can come alive in each and every person. That worry and concern of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, this must become our worry and concern. One is following the sunnah, alhamdulillah, we must bring this in our life. But that worry and concern also in the heart of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that how each and every person can be safe from the fire of Jahannam, this must become our worry and concern. This is the call, this is the need of the time, that firstly we have to have worry and concern for our iman, our amal, for our akhirat, for our questioning of the qabr. Are we preparing? If we have the correct yaqeen, we bring the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, we obey the commands of Allah, then to answer the questions in the qabr become easy. Then Jannat will be our abode. So this is an effort that is required. A person in this world understands that he has to make effort for the things of this world. If he wants something of this world, he knows he has to make an effort. The system of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. System of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to get Jannat also is an effort, a sacrifice. Jannat is not cheap. So we have to make an effort and sacrifice. Firstly, that how 100% deen can come into my life. This is the first niyat that we should make. It's the first worry and concern we should have. And together with that, that we are the ummatis of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and each and every ummati of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam has a responsibility, and we have to fulfill this responsibility. The more we fulfill the responsibility, the more Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will become pleased with us. The more good amal will come about. What is the responsibility? That Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in the Quran, O Muslims, you are the best of nations, taken out for the guidance of mankind. Enjoin good, forbid evil, and have firm belief, firm faith in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is addressing, O Muslims, you are the best of nations. We must say, Khairul Umam, the best of ummats, the best of nations is given, this title is given because we have this responsibility of calling towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So this one is, alhamdulillah, we have to make effort on our iman, our amal, and together with that, we have a responsibility to make effort on each and every person, our neighbors, our family, and have worry and concern for the entire world, that how each and every person can come onto the deen of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Muslim is not a selfish person. What we like for us, for ourselves, we must desire for others also. So this is the worry and concern. This night, Shab Guzari, is a night of fikr. The same fikr, that how each and every person can be safe from the fire of Jahannam. How each and every one of us can understand that we have a responsibility. We have a responsibility. One is, they say, many times we hear, that today we've forgotten that we have this responsibility. And we forgot that we've forgotten also. So we don't even know it's a responsibility. One is, you forgot, then you say, no, okay, I remember. No, okay, I have to do it. We don't even know it's our responsibility. So this is our responsibility. This is why, alhamdulillah, this fikr is taking place, how we can all get ready to give our lives, give our wealth, health, and time in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Sahaba radiallahu anhu, they understood this responsibility. This is why you see Sahaba's graves are all over the world. China, Syria, Jordan, Turkey, all over. They left Makkah, left Medina, left Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam to establish the deen of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. If they want the reward of reading Salah in the Haram is 100, Makkah is 100,000 times, in Medina 1,000 times. Left the beloved company of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Why? Because they understood that this is a responsibility. Today we also have to understand that this is a responsibility. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam came as a guidance for the entire mankind right up to the day of Qiyamah. There is no more Nabi to come. And this responsibility is left on the shoulders of each and every ummati of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So inshallah, this bayan will take place after Maghrib also inshallah. And after that will be tashkil also. We should try and get ready inshallah, give our names, to go out in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Ulama said this here, this is not, the object is not 4 months and 40 days. The object is to bring 100% deen in our lives. And how 100% deen can come into 100% mankind, we have to go out in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We have to give some sacrifice. We have to give time in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And together with that, to learn the effort of deen. Come back and do the effort of deen in our areas. So this is the object, that how our whole life can be in the effort of deen. We go out in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to learn the effort of deen, to come home to do the effort of deen. So we are all ready for this, inshallah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us tawfiq. Subhanallah, bihamdi, subhanakallahumma, bihamdika, nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, astaghfiruka. Inshallah, this Mubarak time now, inshallah, Friday after Asr, inshallah, we should try and complete our Askar, our zikr, inshallah, time of dua, acceptance of dua, inshallah. We should spend some time in dua also, inshallah. Make dua for the ummah also, and for the success of mankind.